I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The latest UNHCR report says 900,000 Ukrainians have fled the country to escape violence. But through the work of Slavic Gospel Association, believers are finding hope. SGA's Brett Laird says they're helping around 1,500 churches.
We believe it doesn't do a whole lot of good to make people's earthly life a little better if we don't do anything about their eternal destiny. And so distributing through the local church is the only way to ensure that people are getting spiritual bread as well as physical.
Laird is asking you to pray for SGA's ministry and consider donating to its Crisis Evangelism Fund. Our website will get you started on that. Nepal won't be getting debt relief from the International Monetary Fund after all. Why? The damage the country suffered from the April earthquake isn't severe enough. It puts an already poor country in a shaky situation as it tries to rebuild. Asian Access, though, is helping the national church networks reach out to 13 quake-hit districts. Would you consider helping with basic supplies, encouragement, and the love of Christ? We've got a direct link at missionnews.org. And how do you save a life? Stop, collaborate, and listen. Through Life Matters Worldwide, the staff of Ford and Pregnancy Care Centers are being mentored and supported by their peers in the West. Well, these partnerships are multifaceted, but Life Matters' Tom Lothamer says a single purpose runs through each of them.
The real bottom line is the gospel. It's about offering a service to women and men and families in this area of pregnancy, but also letting them know that Their greatest need is spiritual.
Become a Life Matters prayer partner at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing, dramatized audio New Testament players. Just click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.